Now we're joined on the line by Teresa Tuke Udu, who's from Turkey. Her fiance's family are greatly affected by the earthquake, the devastating earthquake that's affected Syria and Turkey. And Teresa, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us this morning. And the death toll just continues. We see 21,000 and it's still going up. Tell us about your fiancé and his family who are currently over there at the moment and experiencing the dreadful aftermath of this earthquake.
Yeah, thank you very much, Betty. I was over there in November. And they were all good and everything was okay. So just on Sunday morning, we spoke last, and Sunday evening, we spoke last. And Monday morning, the next news I got was there had been a massive earthquake. All I could hear from the background was shouting, screaming from people. And I just can't make sense of what was going on. All of a sudden, all the line went dead for the whole day. I keep trying and trying. And later on, I got hold of the sister who, Zongo, who unfortunately passed on with her daughter in the earthquake. And I got hold of her phone number, but it was held by my fiancé, Ian. I tried to ask him what exactly has happened. The internet was bad, everything. You can't even make sense of what he was trying to explain to me. So just continued like that. I keep trying, and finally I got a idea of what has happened through the news, that there has been a massive earthquake of measuring 7.8, and the epic center was in their own village, which is Iskenderu Hatay in Turkey. That would be southern Turkey. So, and then I keep trying to get hold of the whole of the families that I know, but most of them, some of them are buried on the rubbles. They are still trying to get hold of them. Some of them have not been found. Some of them have been found. It's just very devastating time in that zone. And I just don't know what to do. They are all homeless, severe injury, family members all gone. I mean, it's just
it's very, very sad
situation.
Very hard to take in. And yet I'm reading some people are in hospital, and I can't imagine even any buildings remaining like hospitals.
No.
So there must be, if there are hospitals, there must be very few and very few places.
The hospitals in Iskenderu Hatay, two hospitals are just down to the ground, cannot be used for anything. The only one left there is run by the Indians. Most of the people, like I have my brother-in-law who is injured, his hip bones, both of them are out. He's still in Adana on the trolley, hasn't been attended to for surgery. So there's just a lot of humanitarian need now for everyone to come out for their aid. You know, both doctors without border, nurses, people who are on holiday, who want to help, who are in the medical professional, who, you know, medical aids are needed over there. Please, anyone who can should just go over there. There are thousands of them still lying down, hasn't touched the base, severe injury, you know.
And have you been able to, Teresa, you know, find out and ascertain who has survived, who's still missing, who's definitely passed away, who's been affected by, you know, buildings collapse?
Yeah, my husband's sister, my fiance's sister, she's there with her daughter, Zongu, and Mira. Both of them are dead, and the building just collapsed while she was running out, and all that went off her hand was just the phone. That's why I was able to get hold of her own phone number rather than any other person. And then it took about 12 hours to 13 hours for them to be able to even get her out of the rubble, where they can see her head, but they just can't get her out. And his cousin, a whole family of them are buried on the rubble. They are still trying to get them. They haven't been able to find them. There are still millions of his own relatives that are still on the ground.
Gosh, I mean, you're still able to talk to family members over there. I mean, the communications Still operation.
The communication is so bad.
Yeah.
The internet is very bad. There's no electricity supply. And if they do have, it's just little. And that partial from some part, I don't know how they're getting that, but it's just partial power they're having. So everything there is just like, it's upside down.
I can imagine. And, you know, you think of things we take for granted, like water and the toilets, yeah. I mean, supermarkets, and I mean, what's yeah. it like?
Oh, everything. They need everything. Water supply is short, and even the people who are dead is another thing, because the hospital, there's nowhere to keep the dead bodies. You know, if they're just laying down in bags like that, there would be outbreak of infection if people let the world come and help them. Not just only Turkey as well. Syria is in war, and they're equally affected. You know, whoever can help, whatever they can do for humanitarian sake, should do. That's why I'm here appealing to people to go on the Turkish website and check the things that they need. They equally need human beings to be there to help the sick and the injured. Whoever can help should help. And wherever you can give, donate to the Turkish embassy, or you can go to any Turkish shop. Some of them are equally collecting items and sending to their embassy to be cargo down. So if there's any Turkish shop around you, ask if they are taking things, and you can donate the items that is listed. Medical things are needed, medications, everything. It's not just one item is needed. These people have lost their livelihood, lost their homes, lost their jobs, and everything is gone. Lost loved ones. Their life is just changing in less than 2 minutes of the quake.
And how is your fiance?
He sustained some injury, but well, he's a little bit better than others, but he's still not good. He can't be good because he lost most of his family members as well in the quake.
Gosh, yeah. I mean, you know, have you heard of anything like this ever before? I think this sounds the worst ever. I know that Turkey gets earthquakes from time to time, but I've never heard anything as devastating as this one.
Yeah, Turkey do. They are prone to earthquakes, but this is the worst. This is the worst, and it's very massive. 7.8. It's very, very massive that countries nearby could feel it. You know, so it's very, very massive.
Yes. And you've set up a GoFundMe page yourself, is that right?
Yes, I did set up GoFundMe page, and the setup name is my name, Teresa Itukodo. It's spelled Theresa, and the last name is Etukudoh.
Right, Teresa. You know, we'll put that up on our own social media as well, just to remind people and keep in contact with you.
Every little help matters at this time. Let us all respond to the call of humanity. We don't know tomorrow. Please, I'm just appealing to everyone who can listen, who can hear the radio stations, who is watching, who is hearing the news, to contribute in every little way to this disaster that occurred.
And keep in contact with us if there are any developments of any sort.
Sorry?
And please do. Okay, Teresa, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Teresa Itukodu there from Turkey. And, her fiancé's family are greatly affected by the earthquake. They've lost several members. He's okay, but injured. And she set up a GoFundMe page. But primarily, she's saying, for all aid, if you could leave it off at the Turkish Embassy, which is on Raglan Road in Dublin 4.